Hello from the Danish Immigrant Museum. This is Tove Brandt. I'm the curator of exhibitions at the museum. And today I want to share with you some of the new projects and some new things to see when you visit us in Elkhorn. I wanted to first let you know that our featured exhibition is closing soon. That's our exhibition called Church Basements and Children's Homes, Danish American Missions Here and Abroad. It's been open since April and will be staying open until October 31st. If you haven't had a chance to see this exhibition, you've got about one more week to come and visit us and see all of these stories of everything from the Elam Children's Home that was in Elkhorn to how Danish Americans were involved in missions in Japan and India and the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, serving children, elderly, and other people in need all around the world. There's some wonderful stories, and you can see them both in our gallery, or you can visit our website and see the same text and images and videos that are part of the exhibition, and that will stay available well into the future. So we certainly encourage you to come to the museum in the next week if you haven't seen this exhibition yet. Otherwise, can you continue to enjoy it on our website. We're taking that exhibit down so that we have time to put up a new exhibit, which is called Faces of Copenhagen, Photographs by Itzik Lev. This is a contemporary photography exhibit by a gentleman who lives in Copenhagen. And he did a project in which he walked around the streets of Copenhagen and took portraits of the people he saw, both travelers and tourists and residents. And he really wanted to capture the diversity of Copenhagen as a cosmopolitan city. So it's a wonderful kind of window into Copenhagen today and should be a lot of fun to share with you when you visit the museum. That exhibit, Faces of Copenhagen, will open in time for Julefest, which is the day after Thanksgiving, and will stay open through the end of February. So all through the holiday season, you'll be able to come and enjoy this Faces of Copenhagen, Photographs by Itzik Lev. We also have something new that we've just finished installing at the museum, and that's the Jens Jensen Heritage Path. You might have been following the progress of this, either through photographs on our Facebook page, or you've seen the brochures that are inviting you to buy a commemorative paver or commemorative brick to put in the path. This is now done in phase one, and it's a wonderful new addition to the entrance to the museum. We just had the ribbon cutting about 2 weeks ago, and the firm that did the installation, which is Country Landscaping from Ames, did a fantastic job in moving our flagpoles and landscaping and arranging the brick plaza in a beautiful design. So it's a new addition to the entrance to our museum. It's a wonderful way to celebrate and commemorate people and events and groups within Danish American stories. And we will continue to add more commemorative bricks to that plaza so that if you still have someone that you want to honor or an event that you want to remember in this permanent way at the museum, please don't hesitate to contact the museum and see about getting in the next batch of engraved bricks that will be installed in the plaza. The Jens Jensen Heritage Path is really phase one of a much bigger project, and that's the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. And we're looking forward to the next year, 2012, being a major year in installing that park on our museum's 30-acre campus. We're going to be involved in a lot of different activities relating to that. There will be a wide area of restoring the native prairie. We'll be putting walking trails through those areas. There will be a wetland area, a seasonal pond, new picnic facilities. And we'll also be maintaining that walking trail between the museum and the streets of Elkhorn that's been known as the Friendship Path, so that this will be an asset and a resource for everyone in the Elkhorn community. We'll also next year be having an exhibit inside our galleries that will help tell the story of Jens Jensen, whose name is on so many of these new projects. Jens Jensen was a very well-known landscape architect in the early 20th century. He was a Danish immigrant, but he really made his mark in the Chicago area in the Midwest as really the father of the Prairie School of landscape architecture, in the same way that Frank Lloyd Wright is seen as the father of the Prairie School of architecture and buildings. He was a huge proponent of using native plantings, natural materials, and this whole park that we're installing, as well as the Heritage Path, uses that same philosophy that we're honoring the native plants that were originally here in our landscape. So we have a lot of things going on at the museum, and we're looking forward to a lot of wonderful projects coming to fruition next year in 2012. Please stay aware of what we're doing. Visit us often so that you can see these changes as they come about, and we invite you to visit the museum in Elkhorn anytime. Thank you.